Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pool Guy Show. Today I'm going to be talking about getting your pool or your pool route ready for the spring. This podcast has been brought to you by InYoPools.com. InYoPools has been helping pool owners find the right pool parts since 2001. With over 50,000 pool parts in stock, order online today and have your parts delivered right to your door. And the podcast is also brought to you by the Riptide Pool Vacuum System. The Riptide is a powerful vacuum system that will allow you to get large leaf debris off the bottom of the pool rapidly. To learn more about the Riptide, you can visit their website, www.riptidevac.com. And if you're in the pool industry and you're looking for the best app available to automate your billing, organize your pool route, notify your customers, and track your repairs, go to useaquasuite.com. AquaSuite has been built by the pool industry professionals for the pool industry professionals to give us the tools we need to get the most out of our business. Upgrade your pool company now with AquaSuite. And be sure to tell them you heard about it on the Pool Guy Podcast Show for an exclusive discount when you sign up. And you may be needing the Riptide vacuum if you open your pool and you have it closed all season and there was something wrong with the cover. And I'll go over some more of those tips later in this podcast. So spring typically is from March, April, and May. And in California, typically the temperature starts heating up in early April and it'll stay pretty hot in most areas all the way through October. So depending on what region of the country you are in is when spring actually starts for you. You'll know pretty much when it starts is the water temperature will start to rise in the pools. Right now they're consistently at 60 degrees or maybe even lower in some pools in my area. So once the temperature starts to begin to rise, you know that spring is coming. You also notice a lot more pollen in the air. And I'll touch on that more when I talk about algae in the pool during the springtime. Let me go over some steps in the springtime, what you should do. So the first step, once you open your pool, and if you do open your pool and you notice you have problems, let's say the cover was not on there properly or you didn't put enough closing chemicals in and the pool has algae. So the first thing you want to do is get the pool cleaned up, do an algae treatment. I have several videos on my YouTube channel on how to do that. Get all the debris out of the pool and get everything back in shape. If you have a vinyl or fiberglass pool, you may notice some brown staining in the pool. This could happen if the chlorine level was zeroed out and there's some organic material in the pool. So the best way to get rid of this is to do the ascorbic acid treatment. And I also have videos on my YouTube channel on how to do the ascorbic acid treatment. It's basically vitamin C in a powdered form. So you want to do the whole pool treatment if you have a pool and you open it up and it has the brown discoloration in it. And it typically happens in a fiberglass or vinyl pool with the brown discoloration once you open it. And the ascorbic acid treatment will get that stain right off. So it's very easy. And it's a good time to do it because the chlorine level should be near zero at this point. The ascorbic acid treatment is very effective when the chlorine level is really low. So get that done and get everything back in shape once you take the cover off the pool and turn everything back on. So for me, the first step is to make sure that the filter is in good working order. I do all my filter cleanings at the beginning of March and in September, so every 6 months. In my area, I have larger filters. I have D filters and I have the larger 4-cartridge filter types. So it's very common that I can get through 6 months without cleaning them. Backwashing the D filters in between is what I typically do. So in March, I want to make sure that the filters are running properly because if you don't have them running properly in April and May, you're going to have a really tough summer. So you definitely want to make sure that everything is running. So go ahead and clean the filter, recharge it with diatomaceous earth if it's a D filter, and also check the grids for any kind of tears or rips, also the manifold. And if you have cartridge filters, you want to either replace the cartridges if they're need to be replaced or make sure they're cleaned thoroughly. The cartridges should last on a 4-cartridge type filter anywhere from 3 to 5 years. If you have a single cartridge filter, those typically last 6 to 8 months. So at the beginning of the season, you may want to just get a new cartridge and install it. That'll make things a lot easier in the summertime. So the first thing you want to do is get the filter in order. If you have a pool service route, You want to set your filter cleanings up for March and September. This is the optimal time to clean the filters in March. That way it's ready for the summer. So once you take care of that, you want to move on to the next step, which is getting the chemicals in balance. So the water is going to start heating up. In the wintertime, you may have noticed that you weren't using a lot of chlorine or acid in the pool. This changes as soon as the water temperature starts to rise. And a lot of times, if you're not careful, the pool could zero out, which means the chlorine level could go to zero since you're not adding a lot of chlorine in the winter. It just takes 1 or 2 weeks of a heat wave, especially at nighttime where the water temperature is not dropping, for the pool water to heat up enough to where the chlorine can actually be zeroed out in the pool. So one of the things you want to check at the beginning of the season, depending in your area if you have a lot of rain, is the conditioner level of the pool. And you want to make sure that you have at least 30 to 50 parts per million of cyanuric acid or conditioner in the pool. This will protect the chlorine from the sun's UV rays from burning off when it starts to get warmer and the sun stays out longer. And for a saltwater pool, the recommended cyanuric acid level or conditioner level is up to 80 parts per million. So get that in order if you want to add some conditioner to the pool. I really like the liquid conditioner. It's a little more expensive, but it's really safe and easy to use. You can just pour it directly into the water without dissolving it. And truthfully, the granular conditioner in cold water takes a very long time to dissolve. So just get a gallon of the liquid conditioner. And for most pools, 1 or 2 gallons is all you're going to need to get the levels back up to 30 to 50 parts per million in the pool. If you're using the 3-inch trichlor tablets in your pool, you probably don't want to use too many of them right now, March, April, and May. They're not going to dissolve very quickly in cold water. So continue to use a liquid chlorine or any kind of powder shock. I prefer liquid chlorine over the Cal Hypo or any other kind of shock. It seems to be the most effective type of chlorine, and it works really well when the water is not quite hot. And it's easy to disperse in the water just by pouring the gallon of the liquid chlorine in the pool. So that's my go-to chlorine type this time of year. So make sure you have plenty of chlorine in the pools at this time. I typically keep my chlorine level at 3 to 5 parts per million beginning in April and through May. And that way it prevents the pool from zeroing out, algae growth from blooming. So I'll cover the algae growth also, which happens a lot in the springtime because basically you're going to have a lot of pollen and things blooming. It doesn't really matter how well the pool is balanced with all that pollen getting in there. In the shady areas of the pool, you're definitely going to get some algae blooms in there. So keep that chlorine level up really high at the beginning of spring and prevent that from happening. And this is part of step 2. If you have a saltwater pool, you want to make sure that the saltwater system is operating. So one thing you have to do is make sure that you have the proper salt level in the pool. And you want to test the salt level. Some salt systems have a reading and it'll give you the parts per million. But I prefer and I highly recommend you get a digital salinity tester or salt tester. You can get some as low as $30 online or at your pool store. I prefer the Hach brand tester, H-A-C-H. This one's really reliable and easy to calibrate. And it holds the calibration really well over the course of the year. And I would definitely test the salt level April and May in California, Arizona, and Nevada, those areas where it warms up quickly, and get an accurate salt reading. And then you can tell how much salt you're going to have to add to the pool if it needs salt to get the salt water generator working. It won't work if you have too low of a salt level in the pool. And depending on how much rain you've gotten over the winter season will depend on how much more salt you need to add to the pool. Typically, you don't need to add more than 1 or 2 bags of salt. Some areas you may be adding 3 to 5, depending on how much dilution happened from the rainwater. But typically, you're not going to be adding the full amount of salt that you would when you start up the saltwater system. And once you have the saltwater system running, at a certain temperature, it's going to start producing chlorine. So keep that in mind also, that at low water temperature, it doesn't work. It doesn't produce chlorine. So when the water temperature is above 65, closer to 70 degrees, you're going to have the salt water generator producing chlorine for you. Up until that point, continue to use liquid chlorine to keep the chlorine level up at 3 to 5 parts per million. So let me go back to the algae problem, and that's going to be step 3 here, which is get ready for a bunch of algae blooms. If you haven't had a pool before, or this is your first season doing a pool route in the spring, you're going to notice quite a bit of algae blooms in pools. And depending on the season, like right here in California, we've had a lot of rain this winter, So I predict we're going to have a pretty big algae bloom season because of the rain, and everything's going to be pollinating. And you'll see layers of yellow pollen on top of the pools in my area. It's really bad. And so one thing also that happens if you're outside and you're doing your pool, or if you do pool service, is that you may suffer from allergies, seasonal allergies. For me, I'm allergic to ragweed and other kinds of grass. So I'm really cautious when I'm out there. If the gardener's out there blowing stuff, I don't step near where what he's doing. But the pollen will get to you if you have an allergy type issue. One of the things that I found that really helps me with my allergies is by watching my diet. I'm very careful what I eat, and a lot of the things that I eat will trigger my allergies. For instance, I've cut out all cheese and dairy, and I've cut out ice cream. And ice cream, not just because of the dairy, but ice cream has about 30 to 40 artificial flavors in it to give it that flavor. And I have reactions to those artificial flavors. So if you suffer from allergies, you may want to watch your diet, cut out cheese and dairy and even ice cream, and see if that helps you with your allergy symptoms out there while you're working. And I'm a big believer in you are what you eat. You know that flamingos aren't actually pink. They're pink because of all the shrimp that they eat. So the same thing with us. When you're eating the wrong things in your diet, it's going to really affect your immune system and how you fight things like allergies. So another thing you can do, what I used to do when I had really bad allergies, and I may do it this spring if it's really bad, is I would drink apple cider vinegar every morning. And I would take apple cider vinegar and dilute it 50-50 with water and apple cider vinegar, and then drink it in the morning. If you can't tolerate that, they have apple cider vinegar pills that you can take. And this will also help you with the allergy symptoms, because what apple cider vinegar does is it thins out the mucus in your body, in your nose. And so you won't have that bad of a sinus drip. So if we're being affected by all the pollen and allergens in the air, just imagine how your pool is being affected by this. And so if when pollen blows in there, it'll grow and turn into algae. And algae is a life form that feeds off of things in the pool. And so that's why I recommend in April and May to have the chlorine level at 3 to 5 parts per million. Because this really is a great way to prevent algae growth, is to have a good steady chlorine level in the pool. So keep that in mind when you're starting the spring season, to get that in there. Another note about the spring is that a lot of gardeners or homeowners will put fertilizer on the grass, and a little bit of wind will blow. It'll blow it in the pool. Sometimes the gardeners aren't careful, and they'll still spill some on the decking or in the pool. And the fertilizer is not good for the pool because it has a lot of nitrates in there. That'll cause problems with the water chemistry. So one thing to be aware of is fertilizer getting in the pool during this season. You want to make an effort not to have the fertilizer actually get into the pool. You're going to have a lot of grass clippings getting into the pool at this time of year too, because in the springtime is when most people start to cut their grass again. So all of these are contributing factors to how bad the algae season is going to be in the pool industry. The pollen count, how much rain you had in the winter, translating that everything blooming in the springtime, and the water temperature, how quickly it rises, and also fertilizer from the gardeners, grass clippings from the gardeners. All these are contributing factors for the algae season. So I'm a big proponent of preventing algae from growing in the pools to begin with. That way in the summertime, you're not going to be spending 10, 15, 20 minutes brushing a pool that had turned green on you or has yellow mustard algae all over the walls. So one of the things that I use on my route is called PoolRx. I use it in most of my accounts. And this is a mineral technology. You can find out more about it on their website. I think it's PoolRx.com. I've done some YouTube videos on this also. So basically this mineral, if you put the PoolRx in the pool at the beginning of the season, and typically April and May is when I purchase them and put them in the pools, they'll last anywhere from 4 to 6 months depending on different factors of the pool. And it'll eliminate all types of algae in the pool completely. It'll also make the chlorine a lot more effective. Since it's destroying algae and microalgae in the pool, the chlorine won't have to work and kill the algae. So it's going to be a lot more effective, and there'll be a lot more chlorine available in the pool. So you'll notice if you're using the PoolRx in the pool that the chlorine level holds a lot better. And even if the pool were to zero out in chlorine, algae won't bloom because the PoolRx mineral will kill the algae and keep it from growing. So it's a win-win with the PoolRx. It'll keep the chlorine level high in the pool, and if it does zero out from usage or from neglect, algae won't grow in the pool. And I typically suggest purchasing it in April and May. All the suppliers, if you do pool service, usually have it on sale March, April, and you can get a discount on the Polarx units online. It's usually a little cheaper or at the pool store in April and May before the season starts. And definitely recommend putting it in there. Sizing the Polarx, I have a video on doing that. But you, basically, there's two different units you would use for your pool, a blue one and a black one. The black one has 12 ounces of the mineral, and the blue one has 8 ounces. So depending on your pool size, would be if you buy the 8-ounce or the 12-ounce black unit. And depending on your pool problem level, too, if you have a pool that always develops a lot of algae because maybe it has poor running filtration or the circulation, then you want to get the black unit even if your pool is a little bit smaller because it has more mineral. So you can see the videos on that on my YouTube channel on the Polarx product, but I highly recommend doing preventative algae treatment in April and May so that in the summertime you're not battling algae in 100-degree weather. You don't want to be doing that. So take a look at that product. I highly recommend it to start off the spring season. Another thing you want to make sure that in April and May that you want to do is boost up the pool's runtime. A lot of times the pool will be set to run less in the wintertime, and it's crucial to have the pool running at a full cycle. At least by May, you want the pool to be running its full one cycle through. In some areas, two cycles, depending on how hot and humid it gets in the spring and summertime. And this is the time you want to adjust the timer to run longer. The longer you run the pool, the less trouble you're going to have. A lot of the problem pools on my pool route, I'm running 23 hours a day in some cases for the larger pools. And in the smaller pools, I'm running two or three cycles of water through, which is anywhere from 10 to 14 hours a day. Typically, you can get away with running your pool for the minimum of one cycle through if the pool has no issues and if the pool is balanced right. But there are certain things that are contributing factors to a pool having problems. It could have old equipment. It could be in the shade most of the time, causing algae problems. There could be a lot of fertilizer in the area if you live in a rural area. All these factors. You could have a lot of wind blowing organic debris in the pool, causing the leaves to absorb a lot of the chlorine in the pool. So keep that in mind. Every pool is different. Every area is different. But typically, the longer you run the pool, the better results you're going to have at the beginning of the season and all summer long. And you want to run the pool during the daylight hour. So if the sun's hitting your pool at 9 a.m., you want to run it from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and so that the water is always circulating when the sun's hitting it. That causes less problems also. Keep an eye on those areas where it's shady. If there's any algae growing in those areas, you want to treat it right away and not let it get into a bloom. The worst thing you can do is neglect the algae in April and May, and then in June you have a heat wave. We have a week of 90-degree weather or 100-degree weather, and I can tell you that that pool that has an algae problem in April and May, come summertime, the algae problem is going to be 100% worse. And you're gonna be fighting algae all summer long. And it's much harder to treat in the summertime because the sun's out a lot longer. It's hotter, so it's harder to keep up on it. And there's a lot of other different factors that contribute to huge algae growth in the summertime. If someone's using the pool and you have a pool party and you had algae in there to begin with, chances are it's going to bloom even worse at that point. So again, I refer you back to the Polarx product to prevent algae growth to begin with. But if you don't do that, if you're not going to use that product, just be proactive in April and May and treat the pool for algae and make sure you don't have anything as you go into the summer. And so if you're opening your pool after the winter and you're having problems, definitely refer to a professional in your area. There's lots of guys in your area that specialize in opening the pool. You know, if you open your pool up and you see that you have a foot of debris on the bottom or the pool's like black because you didn't close it properly, you may not be able to handle it, so definitely call someone that can get your pool running and open correctly and get everything going. If you live in an area like me where you don't close the pool, you're already maintaining the pool all winter long anyway. You're just kind of upping your game in the springtime so that you can eliminate the problems that are going to develop. And, you know, I really focus on this because the next podcast I'm going to do will be on the summertime. And one thing you don't want to be doing, especially if you have a pool route, is brushing, you know, 8 or 9 pools that have algae problems in 100-degree weather, you know, and adding an extra hour and a half to your day. It would just kill you to do that. So you definitely want to be on top of it. So follow these steps here. Number one, you want to make sure that the filtration is working good. If you have a pool route, this is a good time to sell the customers new cartridges or new DE filter grids. It's a good time to sell it to them because you're going to clean the filter and charge them for it, so you might as well do the elements at the same time. The worst thing you can do is clean the filter in March, and then middle of April, you notice that there's a tear in a grid, and you're going to charge the customer for a whole new filter element set. They may not be too happy with paying for a filter cleaning and then also for an installation of a new grid set. So definitely sell the customer the parts when you're doing the filter in March. It's also a good time to upgrade your pump. If you have a poor running system, get a new pump installed. If you have a poor running filter, get a new filter installed. If you have an air leak in the line causing problems with the water circulation, get that fixed. Again, in April and May before the summer season starts, you can have all kinds of problems. Step two, get the chemicals balanced. Make sure the conditioner level is at the right level to protect the chlorine. And then you want to start balancing the pH and alkalinity. Again, in the winter, the acid demand is really low. So if you're doing the pool all year round, you should have no problem with the pH and alkalinity readings. It should be pretty steady. If you're opening a pool up for the first time after being closed all season, you may need to do some adjustments with the alkalinity and pH there. If you have a salt water system, you want to make sure you have enough salt in the pool. Make sure you test it and get everything running so they can produce chlorine when the water temperature gets high enough. And then you want to make sure that you treat the pool for algae. Again, I recommend PoolRx. Get proactive with the algae in April and May. And if you see any algae in the pool, treat it right away to get rid of it before the summer season starts. So if you follow these steps, you're going to have a great summer. And I don't see you having any problems. My whole thing with spring is to be proactive, get everything ready for the summer month, because those are the most brutal times to have a pool. If you never had a pool and you're going to go into the summer for the first time, if you're doing pool service for the first time in summer, you're going to know the difference between summer and spring and winter, because the summertime is just brutal with the temperatures here in California, with the humidity in Florida and Texas. So definitely proactive in the spring. That way in the summer, you can just cruise through your day and get done with it quickly. So if you're a homeowner and you're looking for more help, you can definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have plenty of helpful links there. I have an ebook also and a print book available for you. If you do pool service, you can also go to that website, or you can go to my alternate website, poolguycoaching.com, and I run a coaching site to where you can join this group for 33 cents a day. You can text me directly in real time, and I can also put you in the group chat there. I also formed an association with the coaching group. It's called SPSPA, and I just got the trademark on that, so I'm excited to promote the group inside the coaching group. And this will be a national association that will give you marketing clout, that you're part of this group of pool professionals, and that you're part of a group of individuals that know what they're doing out there and know how to maintain pools. So I'm excited about that aspect of the coaching program. You can learn more about that on my website, poolguycoaching.com. And just stay tuned for more podcasts on the seasons. I have one coming up for summer, and then I have one coming up for fall, and I'll go over all the different aspects of that. That way you kind of know what to do in the four seasons if you are a new pool owner, or if you're just starting in the pool business. This will give you the knowledge you're going to need to get through each of those seasons. So thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer. Everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.